Okay, welcome back this weekend to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It is time to check in with our partners at Rivals.com and have them chime in on the latest recruiting news and notes at the University of Nebraska. We want a full recap of this year's 2014 Husker class. And we are delighted to introduce Sean Callahan, who is the publisher of HuskersOnline.com, partners with Rivals.com Network. Thank you so much for the time, Sean. It's great to have you with us tonight.
Hey, it's great to be on. Thanks a lot, Alyssa.
Well, let's get right to it because National Signing Day has come and gone. Let's weigh in on this year's class. How strong is it? I understand that Nebraska signed a total of 24 players.
You know, they had a bigger class numbers-wise. It's the second year in a row they've kind of been in this situation, and they had a lot of areas where they had to, you know, sign three, four, five guys at certain positions. They signed four wide receivers, which is pretty high on that end, and then on the offensive line, they signed four really good players, and they're also going to bring in a transfer, Alex Lewis from Colorado, who is Colorado's best offensive lineman. So they're going to really have five new offensive linemen. They took four defensive linemen, three DNs, and one D tackle. That's probably the one area where they maybe struck out on one guy down the stretch. They would have liked to have gotten at least one more defensive tackle, and they maybe would even have taken another guy because they're still trying to build their numbers up and their depth on that defensive line. And I'm guessing, other than a few teams in the SEC, almost every team in college football will tell you that right now, that they would probably like to have a couple more defensive linemen.
Sean, did you believe that that was the biggest area they needed to address was defensively?
Offensive line and defensive line, I mean, those were the two. And then the cornerback position in the secondary, they lost a lot of guys. I mean, they were all major needs. When you have 26 available scholarships, that's a lot of graduating senior players and players moving on that they needed to fill. And so when you have 26 to give, you're gonna naturally have, you know, multiple spots where you're going to want to sign a good bulk. But the O-line was huge because they graduated on the offensive line, you know, four or five guys that have played a lot of football. And in the defensive line, it's just a matter of kind of restocking the shelves. They're extremely young on their defensive line right now. Last year they played all first and second year players, and they want to keep building that and getting more quality young players in behind them.
Sean Callahan with us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's with Rivals.com, the HuskersOnline.com. We want to encourage you to go and check that out. Of course, head coach Bo Pelini, very aggressive. He and his staff securing, as you had talked about, a large group of very talented players. I thought what was interesting, Sean, about this year's class in 2014, they came from 13 different states. I mean, a very diverse group.
And that's how Nebraska has to do it. One of the things that's unique here about Nebraska is it is the smallest populated state other than West Virginia in the entire BCS. And West Virginia is only a little bit smaller than Nebraska, like 50 to 100,000 people less. So when you talk about pure population and numbers, there's not a lot of built-in in-state talent here. And that means Nebraska has to go nationwide. They are really the only team in the country that will heavily recruit Texas, Florida, and California all at one time. You just don't see anybody else have to go to those extents and go to all three places like that to bring guys. But we saw them this year go into Louisiana, and they signed three players from Edna Carr High School, which is a powerhouse high school down there. They went into Georgia and signed a number of players this year because of one of the new coaches they hired. Oddly enough, they didn't sign a player from Ohio or California. And typically they will sign players from California, but this year it just didn't work out with anybody that they looked at early on in California.
Okay, so Bo Pelini signs players. You're talking about Louisiana, Texas, Georgia. How much has this approach changed recruiting-wise from when the legendary days of Tom Osborne when he was there?
It's just different now because more people care about college football. I feel like in the 90s and the 80s, there were really only about 10 or 15 people that heavily invested their money in the football programs. And Nebraska, when there was a kid in Kansas City or Wichita or Wyoming, you know, they would always get that one or two great players there. Well, this year, there's a defensive end in Wyoming that's going to Florida. 20 years ago, that kid's coming to Nebraska. So I just think it's different now because of the online recruiting. You can research and evaluate guys on film online and read all about these players, and it allows you to recruit more nationally. And now you've got 50 teams or more that heavily invest in the football and recruiting, and it just made it that much more competitive maybe compared to 20 years ago.
Sean Callahan joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We want to pause. Sean, direct all of our listeners tonight where they can go and check out some of your work online.
We are with HuskerOnline.com, and we are the Nebraska Rival site. We're the largest Nebraska online sports community, and we cover, obviously, football, football recruiting, men's basketball, and baseball. And basketball and baseball right now are in full swing. Both of the teams here are going to have strong seasons. Nebraska basketball obviously just had a huge upset win last week at Michigan State. So
that's true.
All of a sudden, they're becoming a little bit of a basketball school here in Lincoln.
Okay, so our focus, though, right now is on football, obviously. Give us your assessment of the 2014 recruiting class. How did it finish? How did it finish nationally?
Well, within the Big Ten itself, it was right after Ohio. It was, in the Big Ten this year, it was Ohio State and everyone else. Nebraska, I think we had them at 32 in the final polls. So they were right outside the top 25. You know, arguably could have been right in there if they got one or two more guys down the stretch. It was a good class, not a great class, I would say, but I still think a solid class. It's going to give them a lot of depth. Nebraska, realistically, is never going to have a top 10 national recruiting class, because if you look at the top 10 classes, most of the schools are teams that have the players within 200 miles of their campus. If you draw a circle 200 miles around Nebraska's campus, they just don't have the built-in four- and five-star guys that a lot of the SEC teams have. So if Nebraska can hover in that 15 to 30 range, that's usually about where they're going to be most years in recruiting.
Okay, so talk to us, let's zero in right now on the quarterback position. What can you share about Zach Darlington, a three-star dual-threat quarterback from Florida? We forgot about the state of Florida.
Yeah, Zach was a state champion as a junior at 8A, and his dad, Rick, is the coach there. 8A is the largest class in Florida. As a senior, they were number one in Florida. He suffered a concussion, a severe concussion, in week one. So the big question with Zach is, he's here on campus now, but he sat out the rest of his senior year for precautionary reasons. He'll go through spring practice. Very, very talented quarterback that can run and throw. In fact, Nebraska did beat Ohio State and Urban Meyer head-to-head for this kid. But the question remains, will those concussions affect him going forward? We'll see him this spring, but Bo Pelini has told me that he will not go through any contact or anything like that. They want to really limit him. And in all reality, quarterbacks don't go through contact in practice as it is anywhere in college football.
Okay, yeah, because he's had, what, two concussions in a two-month span?
Yeah, that was, you know, he had one in the summer, yeah, and like a 7-on-7 event in June or July, and then he had the next one in August. And that's where the red flags really raised with Zach. And they took a second quarterback late in this class, just kind of as an insurance policy.
A.J. Bush,
yeah, out of Georgia. And, you know, and I know Zach was probably not the happiest about that, but Nebraska said, look, we've only got two scholarship guys in the program right now, Johnny Stanton and Tommy Armstrong, and we needed to get maybe another one in there just to make sure everything's safe.
Sean Callahan has been with us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to quickly transition, get a little bit of a history lesson, as he, too, has a new book out, 100 Things Nebraska Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Take us through the book quickly.
Well, you know, if you're a Husker fan of all ages, I think it's a book that you're going to enjoy, even if you're not a Husker fan. I mean, I've ranked in order 1 to 100 what I think are the things that you should know or do about Nebraska football. And significance. And my number one thing, no surprise, is the sellout streak. Nebraska football has a sellout streak that's over 325 straight games that dates back all the way to the 1960s. And it's really the single thing that bridges the program. And you know, I cover a lot of the great players that have played here, Heisman Trophy winners, traditions, things that you should be doing in Lincoln on a game day, a lot of fun topics. I interviewed Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas.
Oh, that's right, yes.
About being a big Husker fan. So he's one of the big Husker fans out there in my celebrity Husker chapter.
And, of course, you dedicate a chapter to the Peter boys, Jason Peter, with us each and every week. Sean, we will definitely have you back, and we look forward to getting a report on spring practice, too, okay?
Hey, thanks a lot, Alyssa.
Okay, much more straight ahead this weekend at YSR. Stay close.